Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The commercial construction business continues to stay busy in our state, which means commercial architects and designers are probably staying busy too. So let's check in with one and find out. Mark Marchant is CEO and principal at LS3P. And he joins us by phone now from the company's headquarters in Charleston, South Carolina. Mark, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. It's great to be with you.
So first of all, tell us about your company and how it all got started.
Well, LS3P was founded in 1963 by a gentleman named Frank Lucas. And at the time, it was Frank Lucas Architect. And shortly thereafter, he partnered with a gentleman named Sidney Stubbs, and they became Lucas and Stubbs. And that name held true for quite a while. Again, they were just practicing in Charleston. And then in the late 80s, they named three new partners, Vito Pascalis, Richard Powell, and Tom Penny. And as you can probably figure out, the L, the S, and the three Ps were the first five partners. I think after a while, that was a mouthful, especially for the receptionist. And so Lucas, Stubbs, Pascalis, Powell, and Penny was shortened to LS3P. That took us through the late 90s, and then we began to grow quite significantly. Starting in 1999, we merged with a firm called TBA2 in Charlotte. And since then, we've had seven other mergers with different firms from all over the four states that we now represent. So we're now 12 offices in four states, about 500 employees, which is quite fantastic, and very excited about where we are today and where we're going to be going in the future.
I'm just going to guess that, you know, with all the construction we see all around the country, that designers and architects like yourselves are staying quite busy too.
We have been quite busy, and we feel lucky for that. It's also a little bit of hard work, as you can imagine. And I think the Southeast and South Carolina in particular is lucky to have a lot of opportunity in many different markets that are represented in our region. We have an influx of a lot of people moving into the Southeast and South Carolina in particular, and certainly a lot of businesses moving our way. And so with those two things and all of the opportunities that life presents themselves in terms of education and healthcare and buying groceries and staying in hotels, it's really kept LS3P and a lot of other firms like us busy in our state. We've seen this trend really since coming out of the recession in 2013.
And one of the projects that first came to our attention as one of yours is the Credit One Stadium on Daniel Island, where the Women's Professional Tennis Tournament is held every year. And I'll just have to give you congratulations on that one. That's a pretty impressive facility. Talk to us about what went into designing that.
Well, thank you for that. And we were very happy to work with Beaumont Capital, our client, on that project. And a lot of the credit is really due to our client, who thought about how to reinvent the existing stadium into something that not just provided an opportunity for tennis tournaments, but could serve a myriad of different uses over the year. And so tennis is the main use, as you know, and we created a state-of-the-art tennis lounge and sort of cool-down waiting space for the players, which I've heard is quite a successful lounge and player space around the world in the women's tennis world. It also serves as a place for people to have events, private events there. And then, as you know, that stadium gets used for an ice skating rink in the winter. It gets used for concerts year-round and different corporate events. And to me, that's what gets exciting about architecture. How can you create buildings that support a lot of different things at any given time of year?
Now, is your industry experiencing a lot of the same challenges that other industries are, and that is a shortage of qualified employees?
I think you hit the nail on the head. It's universal, it seems. The architecture industry as a whole is dealing with less graduates from which to hire year over year. So that's part of our challenge. We have less people going into architecture school. We also have the generational problem, where we have a lot of experienced people in our industry that are beginning to think about retirement and getting out of the industry. We were affected by the recession of 2010, 11, 12, where people got out of our industry and never returned. And you couple that with the housing challenges we have in our state, and again, other states are experiencing the same thing. It's really difficult to find talent from all over the country. I feel fortunate that LS3P has been able to attract some amazing talent and certainly grow some fantastic talent within the firm. But it is still something that we face every day, and a lot of our peer firms are doing the same.
Well, Mark, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Mike.
Mark Marchant is CEO and principal at LS3P, and he joined us by phone from the company's headquarters in Charleston, South Carolina. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.